USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Some of the country's major airlines now say masks are optional. Delta, United, Southwest, American, and Alaska have made that adjustment following a federal judge in Florida ruling the CDC overstepped its bounds in requiring a mask mandate for public transportation. Despite the court ruling, Dr. Celine Gounder, an infectious disease professor at New York University, shares her advice at this time with CBS News.
As of right now, my advice as a physician to anybody traveling on a plane would be to continue wearing a mask when you're traveling on public transportation, including on an airplane.
The ruling also comes as COVID cases have begun to rise with the new BA2 subvariant as the dominant strain. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow was down 39.5 points, the NASDAQ off by 19, the S&P 500 essentially flat. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490, 800-630-1490 today,
or at SwissAmerica.com.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. Zelensky said he believed this first step would lead to his country gaining candidate status within weeks. The formal application comes as Russia moved additional forces into Ukraine, particularly in the eastern part of the country, and missile strikes hit the western city of Lviv, reportedly killing 7 and injuring 11. There are also growing concerns about a cyber attack from the Kremlin. Dmitry Aperovich is the co-founder of the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike and a member of the Homeland Security Advisory Council. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes that he fears an attack on the oil and gas industry the most.
Where they go after the safety systems again, and it can cause cascading effects and fires and potential explosions, and people die.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house, why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. They're under $200 for a 3-pack. You can put one in the kitchen, you can put one in the living room, you can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3 and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CLASSIC3 and you'll also get free shipping.
A charity kitchen in Ukraine with connections to World Central Kitchen was destroyed by a missile. The nonprofit CEO, Nate Mook, took to Twitter to show the aftermath over the weekend.
As you can see, tremendous amounts of damage. Still a fire in the building there. Right here is the kitchen area. It goes back. There's a lot of damage to the kitchen as well.
World Central Kitchen was founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres. It has been on the ground serving families in Ukraine since the day after Russia invaded. A good deal of infrastructure will require American-made materials soon.
The Biden administration will require infrastructure projects to be outfitted with U.S.-made materials. The Office of Management and Budget directing federal agencies to ensure that by mid-May, all projects funded by the infrastructure package are made with domestic iron and steel. That means all manufacturing processes will occur in the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Federal authorities say they will not pursue charges against Jason Van Dyke. The former Chicago police officer was convicted of murder in Illinois State Court for the 2014 shooting death of Laquan McDonald. He was seen on camera shooting McDonald 16 times. Van Dyke was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison in 2018, serving less than half before he was released in February. Listen to us anytime at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.